CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Official figures are suggesting China's GDP made up nearly 15% of the world's total last year. This would represent a 3.4% increase from 2012. The same data from the National Bureau of Statistics suggests the country made the largest contribution to global growth, averaging at about 30% annually between 2013 and 2016. This will be larger than the U.S., the Eurozone, and Japan combined. China's spending on research and development resumed double-digit growth in 2016, closing in on the level of developed countries. R&D spending rose 10.6% year-on-year to nearly 1.6 trillion yuan, or over 230 billion U.S. dollars in 2016. The National Bureau of Statistics says the growth is 1.7 percentage points higher than the rate in 2015. The spending accounts for 2.1% of China's GDP. There has been more spending by high-tech firms and private research firms on research and development. However, the country's spending on fundamental research remained low compared with developed countries, despite the overall growth. After 1 year of trial operation, the China-based FAST, the world's largest single-dish radio telescope, has identified two pulsars. The National Astronomical Observatory says the pulsars are 16,000 light-years and 4,100 light-years from Earth, respectively. The 500-meter aperture spherical radio telescope has a diameter of half a kilometer. It was built in a natural karst basin in Pingtang County in the mountainous Guizhou province. The telescope is used to probe space for the faintest signs of life and is sensitive to any electromagnetic interference. The State Oceanic Administration says China will double the frequency of Arctic expeditions to once a year from this year. The SOA says China will increase research as rapid changes in the Arctic have an influence on climate, ecology, social, and economic development in China. Lin Shanqing, deputy director of the SOA, says Arctic shipping routes, which have been opened by thawing in the region, are significant to China as the economy depends heavily on maritime transport. The World Health Organization says population of obese children and adolescents worldwide has risen tenfold in the past 4 decades. On the occasion of World Obesity Day, the WHO and Imperial College London released their latest study on childhood and adolescent obesity worldwide. It analyzed weight and height measurements from nearly 130 million people aged over 5 years. The figures show that the obesity rates in the world's children and adolescents increased from less than 1% in 1975 to nearly 6% in girls and nearly 8% in boys in 2016. The president of the regional government of Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont, has proposed to suspend the effects of the Declaration of Independence for a few weeks in order to open a process of dialogue. Puigdemont made the statement in the Catalan Parliament on Tuesday, where he stressed the political situation in Catalonia after a referendum was held on October 1st. He said Catalonia has won the right to become an independent state, calling on the Spanish government to accept mediation. The Spanish government said on Monday they would take measures if a unilateral declaration of independence took place. 15 people have been killed by wildfires that continue to burn in Northern California, while about 150 others are listed as missing as of early Tuesday local time. Anaheim Fire and Rescue says the fire remains a threat to about 3,500 Orange County homes, and neighborhoods may not open until Wednesday. More than 3,000 people remain in shelters as 17 wildfires have burned through 115,000 acres of land across California. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency signed a draft decision on Tuesday to formally repeal Obama-era measures that would limit greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt announced the decision a day earlier that the U.S. would pull out of former President Barack Obama's so-called Clean Power Plan as it exceeds the agency's statutory authority. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.